Random House Audio presents Empty Mansions, The Mysterious Life of Huguette Clark and the Spending of a Great American Fortune by Bill Dedman and Paul Clark Newell, Jr. Read for you by Kimberly Farr.
Introduction. This is Bill Dedman. We came to this story by separate paths, one of us by accident and one by birth. I stumbled into the mysterious world of Huguette Clark because my family was looking for a house and I got a little out of our price range. In 2009, my wife's job had been transferred from Boston to New York City, but we wanted to keep in touch with the charms and idiosyncrasies of New England. Old stone walls, colonial houses on country corners, thrifty Yankees who save an R sound by keeping their wool socks in a draw, yet put the R to good use when they draw a picture. While renting, we looked at small towns in Connecticut, about an hour northeast of the Empire State Building. Although property values had plunged in the Great Recession, houses came in only two flavors, those we didn't like and those we couldn't afford. One evening, frustration turned to distraction. I began to scan the online listings for houses we really couldn't afford, an exercise in American aspiration. Although some names were familiar, professional talkers Don Imus and Phil Donahue were having trouble selling waterfront mansions on Long Island Sound, other names sent me to Google. One fellow had been able to purchase an $8 million house by selling boxers and briefs on the Internet. Buy underwear in your underwear. I was gobsmacked, however, by the property at the top of the charts.